If it's Thursday afternoon, we check in with the head coach of the Hoosiers, Indiana Men's Soccer. Todd Yeagley joins us each Thursday during the soccer season. And while it hasn't kicked off just yet, the bus is getting ready to head over to St. Louis for the season opener tomorrow night, 8 o'clock against the Billikens. Well, number one, happy Christmas Eve? What do we call this?
It is. It's Christmas Eve. Actually, tonight is the opening night for college soccer. We're playing a day later. So as we prep tonight, there'll be a lot of fun moments that we'll be watching from our TV and computers as the college season kicks off officially. And we're definitely the showcase featured game of Friday evening, which is fantastic.
ESPN Plus, for those of you who subscribe, and if you don't, you should. That's where I'll be on Friday night. Back deck, laptop open, and cheering on the Hoosiers after we wrap up the Crazy Horse Tavern happy hour for the week. And, well, naughty or nice, you only had two preseason games. That's one less than usual, right? So that's interesting. Did you feel you had enough time in the very confined space to get your crew ready for tomorrow night?
I think I answered that question. I would be lying if I said yes.
Okay.
So I think we're all in the same boat. Every coach, every program, you know, you're trying to give as much as you can to be, you know, as ready. And so you have to prioritize, and some things you want to do, you can't give them yet, or you layer on as you go. So I do feel good. I feel like the group is ready, as ready you can be with such a short time to prepare. So I do like the readiness. But certainly it's still a really tough challenge trying to get, you know, 14 new players evaluated. How do they fit into the group? Tweak a few things with the current group and then go through all the processes and training to evaluate. So here we are, and I'm very excited. But, yes, I think we learn a lot more as the season unfolds.
Would you rather have one more exhibition game or three more practices? If you ruled the soccer world, which would you prefer?
Probably another three practices, just because we have such a really compelling roster with talent and depth that I feel like we can see a lot. And we can just go through more. Now we're talking about situations, scenarios and games, and still learning just movements and how to play with this group. So inter-squad scrimmage would just give us a little more time. And another opponent is good, too, because you obviously when you're sparring, you know what each other is doing. So that's a tough question. That's a really good one. I'd take the extra sessions and the extra game if you can give me both.
Yeah, because you're in charge. We'll let you do anything you want. Absolutely. Todd Yeagley's our guest this afternoon. He is ready to go for the 2024 college soccer season, which begins in earnest tonight, but it begins officially for the Hoosiers in St. Louis. Did I see somewhere a crowd of 7,000 is expected? Where are you guys playing?
Oh, it's going to be great. Yes, they have a proud history, as you know, Glass, following our sport so long. And, you know, they've won a lot of national championships, more than the Hoosiers with 10. We're second with 8. Obviously, the unique part is they haven't won one since we've become varsity. So since 1973, they've been at 10, and we started at 0, now we're at 8. So you see a proud program, and they're very good, and they have a nice team this year. But certainly, since we've become varsity, we've had a lot of success. But yet, St. Louis has always been a regional rival. It's a city that we recruit heavily out of. It's been really good to us. So yes, the fans there are educated. There's a huge soccer history dating back to some of the early. World Cup teams of U.S. and also kind of hotbed pockets. St. Louis has always been one of them. And so people are going to come out, all different generations. And, you know, their students, I believe, are not in school yet. And I think they might do, kind of part of the orientation they do is at this game. So, we wanted that. We chose this game to play in front of a huge crowd. And that's what our guys came to IU for. And we're not going to back down any opportunity to get a tough challenge.
Not especially on opening night. 50th anniversary down to Clemson, right? Reigning national champions. Isn't that how that went? This is nothing new.
Yeah. Nothing new. Yeah, just we different sports have different scheduling, cadences and kind of philosophies. And as you know, many sports might slowly kind of get into the season with teams that, you know, you're pretty much expected to beat. And now it's with us, we just go at it. It typically proves to be beneficial when it comes to, you know, the end of the season portfolio. And you really know where you're at, you know, and heading into the Big Ten season, which is only going to be more challenging with the additions of UCLA and Washington. But it's what we preach. So yeah, it'd certainly be nice to have a softy to go in to kind of get more of that preseason, you know, work in, but that's not what we do. And we're going to go out and give it everything we got.
Tomorrow night, Friday, St. Louis, Indiana, 8 p.m. Indiana time. If you're going to St. Louis, make sure you know what time it is over there. And then next Thursday, 1 week from today, the home opener, the old enemy from South Bend, is in town. Another 8 o'clock start, the first game of the IU Credit Union Adidas Classic. And then we will open the month of September, Sunday the 1st. Yale is in town. So those are your two home games over the Labor Day weekend. We'll talk about those with Coach next week. But this last week was interesting when you played on Tuesday night at Grand Park on the 13th. That was a nice workout. Again, you'd only been in camp for a handful of days. What a difference 3 days of training makes. You go down to Louisville last Saturday and a much different set of circumstances. What switch flipped there between Wednesday and Saturday, my friend?
Well, I mean, we definitely, you know, we don't taper at all for the first one. We went really deep. I mean, we played most everyone that was healthy. A couple we didn't. We have a 35-man roster, so you know, when you consider most games we play, we might go, you know, 14, 15 deep. We were doubling that almost. So you just get a lot of evals. It's basically your scrimmage that you're now playing a different opponent. And Bowling Green is a tough team to play. So that was great. And then we from the approach standpoint, we didn't necessarily taper, but we definitely were starting to kind of ease into the next phase. And we played some heavier minutes for some of I would call it heavier minute players, but not all of them. We still had several of our kind of top starting group only play 45. And, you know, you throw in obviously Louisville as a program that's done very well over the last 15 years. The stadium's fantastic, a night game. There's a little aura. You know, you play at Grand Park. It was on kind of the field with we had fans. It was kind of our friends of Indianapolis, but it had a different feel. It felt more like a game, right, Glass? So, everyone kind of just ratchets it up a bit. And as a coach, you want them to be able to do that. And so I thought against Louisville, everything was just a bit sharper, a little bit more intense. And we scored some fantastic goals. As we know, that's a hard thing to do. So a lot of really good takeaways. However, we did keep it in check. Louisville's still getting their team figured out just as we are. But it was a good way to show where the goals might come from and show some different dimensions that we have and yet still evaluate the group. So a lot got accomplished at Louisville.
Well, I'll let you have it both ways again if you'd like. Better for the – well, it's not better. It's great. 4 goals and a clean sheet. What else do you want?
That was good.
Happier in attack, happier in defense. No, just happy in general, Glass. I'm great.
Yeah, no, you wanted a couple guys to get seeing a couple goals is obviously great with this group who had a tough time scoring last year at different segments. And so I think that gave them some good confidence. You want that edgy hunting mentality. You know, if you roll through your preseason opponents, it's not necessarily healthy. You also don't want them going in and questioning themselves in game one. And I felt like we found that little balance where, you know, we know we're not rolling through and playing our BC game. We're gonna trot through the season. We gotta perform and we gotta be tough. We gotta be disciplined. We gotta execute. And we did a little bit more scouting in the second game than we did the first. So it kind of layers on again, like where we can be strategic against opponents. And obviously, we'll add more heading into the game tomorrow. But I think the balance of both games really provided a good mentality and framework heading into game one.
always results are easy to teach from when they are on the better side, it appears. Now that you have film against two different opponents, how important is that inventory to have when you translate it into the practice field? Or are you, do you feel your team is past that point? Do you ever get past watching film and learning from film?
No, we do the heaviest film early in the season, and yes, we've done, you know, bouts of these two preseason games. There's more that we can give. That's always that balance, right, class? I mean, how much video can we give them? We as coaches want to do more, but you have to put yourselves in their shoes. How much can they handle? How long can it be? Mentally, do you want them taxed? So we layered it. You know, we thought the best we could. Yes, no, those the games, I would say the least video we do as we get towards the latter part of the season, we're really just looking at it, you know, key moments. We do less kind of overall teaching / evaluating in video because so much we've been through. So you kind of use that past inventory. Now it's like it's in the bank. You now can just really fine-tune, and less is more always late in the year. So you're going to see heavier video this time of year, whether it's preseason or early games.
And as we get ready for the real thing tomorrow night, St. Louis, IU, 8 o'clock, ESPN+. Any changes in style this year based on the 14 new faces you have, or is it going to look similar to what we saw last year? I know when we talked earlier in the season, you lost some veteran guys who you really counted on to press up the field. Now you've got some newer players. What are we going to see different inside the lines maybe early this year or maybe not at all?
Yeah. No, I think you'll see a little bit more aggression from our wing backs at times, more so than last. I think you'll see a similar pressing team, but one that also can be very lethal in transition from a deeper block, not necessarily out of design, but if we're in those moments, our ability to get in behind is pretty darn good. And so sometimes we got to invite the team, the opponent, to come out a little bit. So our mix, I think we can mix and match a little bit more on where we pick up our line of confrontation. You know, we certainly hope we can be a team that is you can't take one thing away. And in that, I think this team, although our ability to hold the ball under pressure with Maloon and Carson, two very good players, that skill set's not as strong, but it's still good. Our ability to get behind and stretch in different ways could even be better. And so I like the multifaceted approach. I always like to try to build that way. But it won't look drastically different, Glass. I mean, we have a good system in place. Some of the roles and where we deploy guys and where we play them, whether it's more inside or more, you know, underneath a striker, could vary based on the opponent or where we feel we can exploit. But you'll see a lot of the same players looking to do things they do well. And restarts, as we talk a lot, are always important. So we need to get better there and make that even more efficient than we were last year. And that always takes time, but we're definitely looking at our restarts very closely.
Todd Yeagley is the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers. They have been selected unanimously as the Big Ten preseason favorites. That's not surprising. Expectations playing at this program, that is the expectation. You should be the one with the targets on your back, so we won't get into that. Well, there's pressure, and the pressure is not pressure. Privilege is a pressure, or whatever that wonderful saying is. It's time to get out and knock the ball around. Have you decided on captains for the season yet? How does that work? Who determines that, and who should we be looking for carrying the armband this year?
Yeah, so we're actually still in the process. JT Harms is our returning captain, so he is a captain, and he's done a great job. And so we're evaluating, actually you'll probably see it by the first home game, how we might utilize additional captains. So I'm not trying to let it out of the bag, but we're still in the midst of kind of making a couple decisions on how we want to utilize. But JT Harms was a captain last year and obviously returns as one. It's just how we deploy some other captains. We're still working on that process, but I'm excited because even the transfers we brought in, you know, whether it's Justin Weiss or Luke Jeffis, you know, some of these guys are doing a great job within our group. And then I love seeing the developmental guys that have just come through the process and they just keep stepping up. So I would say by committee, this team more than others I've had from a leadership standpoint. There's not just an alpha that we maybe had with Frankie Moore or a Jack Mayer who had a lot of that. I think this one's more shared, and we don't want to force something that, you know, isn't the strength of the player. So we use and tweak our leadership style based on what our players present.
Do you have do you try to balance it with maybe some vocal leaders and some lead by example guys? Do you and your staff sit down and try to determine that, or do you let the players kind of push you in that direction?
I think it's both. We definitely observe and get feedback from not only our support staff, it's around them, you know, in different ways. We ask our players who's doing a nice job, and then we try to coach them into doing what they're strong at, and that's where we can really help. It's like, hey, your best leadership style is this way. Don't try to be everything. Do you really well, and then we'll fill it with some other guys, and that's where we can help them, because some feel like they got to kind of. You always want them to be, you know, step out of their comfort a little bit and push themselves. You do want that. But if a player doesn't have a really big vocal presence but a major lead by example, then we don't need to be him a big vocal guy. We'll fill it somewhere else and give that player. So I think if you look at all the elements you want, it may not be one player that has all that, but I think the collection's pretty good, and we're going to try to tap into that as best we can.
How much of a difference does that make during the game as opposed to making sure everybody's doing the right thing off the field, at practice, in the classroom? What can a captain provide during the game to get guys organizing set pieces? Give us a little inside baseball here on how that works.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the captain's band is really less important at that point. I mean, there's some formal features of our game, as you know, with toss or communication with the center referee on a moment. But really from there, it's like different players will have different responsibilities within. So there might be someone who's really in charge of restarts on making sure that the communication, the organization is done properly. That may not be a captain. That might be someone who is just in the game a lot and in the spot where he can organize and still do his job well. So we use those players in different ways. Some of them would be leaders, certainly. But it doesn't need a captain's band to be able to do that. So we're asking constantly, how do they help the group? And if we're not there, or the captain leaves the field, the armband captain, does things fall apart? Do we not know what to do? The answer to that can't be yes. So we have to have guys able to step up and know what needs to be done. And that's why the collection is better. It's where it's much more balanced. Because if your captain goes off the field, injury or whatnot, then all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh.
Rudderless ship.
Yeah. So, you know, your best teams are ones that, you know, take ownership. No different if our voice disappears. They know what they need to do. Same thing with a lead captain. Try to coach up everyone the best they can. And, you know, hopefully that person is still out there to give them the most confidence. But you got to have some other support. So that's what we feel we can do well with this group.
Coach Robeson in charge of dinner tonight. Who's putting the menu together over there in the St. Louis area?
Yeah, Coach Robeson, he's been excited for this one for quite a while. I'm trying to keep him just even keeled going into this one. He's got some ideas, certainly. He's got a good Italian blood in there from his mother's side. But no, we're Jeremiah Gutierrez, our director of ops. He does a great job. As you know, Jeremiah well from Bloomington, he's put a nice schedule together, some great meals. So I think we're well positioned to have everything off the field, super buttoned up, which is the most important, because then the players, all they got to do is focus on preparation and getting the job done.
St. Louis is the opponent Friday night, 8 o'clock, ESPN+. All right, tell me about the Billikens. We know about the rivalry. We know about the history. We saw them in the NCAA tournament back in 2022. The players that from that area know the players, and everybody knows the college game. What is going to be the biggest challenge you see from the hosts tomorrow night?
Well, they have some experience, and some of that experience comes right from our backyard, our in-house developed talent. You know, with Lawson Redmond, we expect to start. He was once with us. Joey Mayer, who decided to to not pursue his pro career. He'll be starting at center back, and we all know Joey. He's a fantastic player and leader. And then Nate Ward is there.
Wardo!
IU player. Yeah, Wardo decided to leave his grad program at Duquesne and move to St. Louis. I didn't see that one coming, but he's a great kid, and he gave us great minutes and leadership. So they have three, you know, I call in-house developed Hoosiers, which that always makes them better, right?
Absolutely.
And then they have a good mix of, you know, St. Louis talent, which there's always good ones. We feel we've been able to get the ones we need, and that's where it's really fun for tonight with a Jack Wagner, tomorrow night rather, with him and Jansen Miller, two St. Louis guys. Obviously, Josh Mayer is going to be emotionally charged for this game. But they got some big attacking presence. They have some new transfers. They're pretty physical. They have good size. They're a hardworking team. They'll play together. They won't give anything. So we have to earn it. It's going to be a proverbial fight, in a good way. And we've got to match and do better when it comes to those duels. And then, no doubt, I think there's some individual creativity and things that we feel we could pose them with some tough problems with, and that's what we need to do. We got to insert those challenges to them and ask them tough questions defensively. But yeah, it's going to be a great test. They're well coached, a lot of pride. These are the games that, you know, these are the teams, you know, just like when we played them in 22, you know, your season goes well, theirs go well. This is a game you probably might see in the first or second round NCAA tournament. They're that good, and we hope to be always in that same game moving through the tournament.
A large crowd is expected, reports the St. Louis U website. Herman Stadium, ESPN+, Indiana, the season opener on the road. Yep, let's go right into the Lions' Den, just like normal. Todd Yeagley, the head coach. How are you going to sleep tonight, buddy? Are you excited? Are you relaxed and ready to go? How does that work?
I feel great. I feel good. I'm excited, of course, but I always sleep well. I don't have a problem with getting a good sleep. I can control my excitement in a good way. Call that a gift. I don't know how I got it, but it's one that luckily I don't need to stay up all night worrying. I'll be super excited, obviously. And then once that kick, it's just like you were as a player. You're just in the moment, and even more so as a player, as a coach, you know, a lot going through your mind. But, you know, then you're locked in and you're just enjoying it. And, you know, the more I've coached, the more I've gotten a bit older, you know, you all know that every moment's special, and it's not going to make the season this moment. It's certainly going to be part of the season. It's going to help us quite a bit with that result. So I've always keep that in perspective. And yet, you know, our job is to make sure these guys are super confident, hungry, and playing really hard and together, representing the program with pride. And we have a lot of alums there, so I know that will be a message to them. Just make sure you go out and you give everything you got, because that jersey is powerful, and there's a lot of people that put a lot of work in to have them enjoy this moment.
Well, I'm ready to run through a brick wall for you, so I wish you nothing but the safest.
Pick you up, Glass. Pick you up.
the safest of travels across 46-70, and best of luck tomorrow night, my friend. I can't wait for the return back to Bill Armstrong Stadium. A week from today, Notre Dame is in town for the first game of the IU Credit Union Adidas Classic. We'll talk more about that with Todd Yeagley next week. Thanks for joining us, buddy. I always appreciate it.
Thanks, Glass. Appreciate it.